with SRN News. I'm Mary Rose. President Trump has not been subtle about how badly he wants to see Saudi Arabia and Israel normalize relations. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has the details.
The president has talked up his push to extend the first-term Abraham Accords, the project that formalized commercial and diplomatic ties between Israel and a trio of Arab nations, as a key to his plan to bring long-term stability to the Middle East as the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in Gaza continues to hold. The normalization push is expected to be high on the agenda when Mr. Trump hosts Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman on Tuesday for talks during a pomp-filled White House visit. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Top ministers in Ukraine have been resigning as an energy corruption scandal rocks the war-torn nation.
As we get more details, the question lingers, how far up did the corruption go? The anti-corruption agencies that came out with this investigation, Zelensky tried to defang them earlier this summer, which caused widespread protests. He had to walk back on that decision as a result. The feeling here in Ukraine is one of despair. One lawmaker said to me, it is incomprehensible that while Ukrainians were suffering from power outages, that up at the top, people were stealing money. The concern is also, how will this look to European and American partners at such a critical time in this nearly four-year war?
Correspondent Sam Yekalab reporting. Authorities in Kansas say four law enforcement officers have shot while responding to a domestic violence call at a home in a rural area south of Topeka. The incident occurred yesterday morning outside the small town of Carbondale. Authorities say a 22-year-old male suspect died of gunshot wounds at the scene. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says the suspect's 77-year-old grandfather was wounded in the gunfire. He and the law enforcement officers are all expected to recover. This is SRN News. A new ranking of which states are the most giving.
It comes from Wallet Hub, and it reveals that Virginia is number one when it comes to donating money to churches, ministries, and other charitable institutions. New York comes in second, followed by Maryland, Georgia, and California. Giving is clearly strongest in the states that are generally the more wealthy. However, when it comes to donating one's time to local charities, Utah comes in first, followed by Wyoming, Idaho, Montana, and Minnesota. Michael Harrington reporting.
Legal experts say the Supreme Court's decision not to revisit gay marriage this term is likely to be permanent unless some of the sitting judges step down. Chief Justice John Roberts voted against legalizing homosexual unions in 2015, but since remained silent on the subject. Justice Samuel Alito has continued to criticize the decision, but he said recently that he was not advocating for it to be overturned. This is SRN News. Cities across the country are using AI for road safety.
Cities and states in the U.S. are turning to AI to improve road safety. Hawaii is distributing 1,000 dashboard cameras to monitor road conditions and reduce traffic fatalities. San Jose, California has reported a 97% success rate in identifying potholes using cameras on street sweepers. Texas is using AI to analyze road conditions and identify outdated street signs. Florida and Michigan are also leveraging AI for road safety improvements. These efforts aim to address infrastructure issues and prepare roads for autonomous vehicles, highlighting the growing role of technology in transportation safety. Ron Taylor reporting.
Ford Motor Company is showing off its new world headquarters building in Dearborn, Michigan. The new HQ is double the size of its old one, with room for twice as many employees. It has seven restaurants, design studios, and fabrication shops. More details, SRNnews.com.